Babak Zanjani, Iranian billionaire, topic of controversy in Iranian parliament. 12 Iranian parliamentarians wrote a letter and asked the heads of three branches of government to look into Babak Zanjani's case and accused him of corruption. Earlier in a press conference, the head of Iran's Supreme Audit Court had talked about the issue.
After sanctions were imposed against National Iranian Oil Company, Iran had to export oil, and they gave Babak Zanjani the task of exporting some of this oil worth around $3,300,000. The problem is they were supposed to get collateral from him by law, and this was not done. This is a violation.
Some parliamentarians agree that simply putting this much money at the disposal of one individual without any collateral is not right, and President Ahmadinejad and his cabinet had better choices.
I understand that sanctions are imposed against the country's oil industry, but there were better ways than just depositing this much money into Babak Zanjani's account. There should have been a representative from one of the supervisory bodies, such as parliament, to oversee the issue. I believe this is a violation of our laws.
Some other representatives believe that Zanjani is not alone.
Zanjani is not alone. There is a network of individuals. They are getting rich out of people's misery caused by sanctions. There is corruption here.
The spokesman for Iranian Parliament's Legal and Judicial Commission, Esfenani, thinks that accusing any person before he or she is convicted in the court of law is illegal.
Under the law, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. In my opinion, it is okay to just talk about a person, but to accuse him of a crime without proof is illegal. If he is guilty, it must be proven in the court.
Experts say Babak Zanjani's estimated net worth is around $13.8 billion. Iranian judiciary officials say that there is no corruption case referred to it by the parliament's Article 90 Commission. Babak Zanjani, at around age 40, owns and operates many holdings and companies, including UAE-based Suryanet Group, Qeshb Airlines, and Rohan Suryanet Football Club in Iran. Arash Khalatdari, Press TV, Tehran.